The Twin Cities Jazz Festival 2025 is approaching quickly, with events starting on Thursday, June 19th. A full schedule is at TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com, but one of the singers performing there is Katia Cardenas. You can see her at a venue called Saint City, which was formerly the Creator's Cup, at 7 p.m. on Friday the 20th. And I got Katia Cardenas on the phone. She told me about past experiences at the Jazz Fest.
So I started performing at the Jazz Festival in, I think, 2015. Sarah Greer and Marianne Sullivan and I all made the first ever singer scat off. And I don't remember if all of us were a part of the first one, but we definitely were in subsequent years. And then I finally got my first opportunity to perform at the Jazz Fest in 2017 on the Fifth Street stage. And since then, I got to do that again in 2021 when they did the festival in the spring, just right after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. My other performances have been over at a venue called Saint City, formerly known as Creator's Space. I was there in 2023, and I'll be there again this year.
As an educator and program director and working at Walker West Music Academy, Katia has been involved in the youth stage for a few years.
Started with just 5 hours on a Saturday. And then it grew to 2 days, starting usually around noon and going all evening, or, you know, right up close to the evening. And last year we were at Saint City and TPT, and this year we'll be at Saint City again and Metronome.
Being a good director, Katia wanted to make sure we shouted out the Walker West Women's Collective, who go by Mockturnal, performing Saturday at 7 p.m. at Saint City at the Jazz Fest.
We've also got the Women in Jazz Retreat happening the week after the Jazz Festival. That's Tuesday, June 24th to Saturday, June 28th at Walker West. And that's going to be a great opportunity for young women ages 12 to 30 or so to come and get to work on improvisation, and we're playing in combos, and do some special skills workshops, etc.
I asked Katia Cardenas what she's been up to musically.
I don't know what I want to do when I grow up, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like my, like, show-ready set has included a very specific repertoire for, like, a really long time. You know, we're coming on, like, I think 2018, 2017 was when, like, some of these arrangements that I've still got in my coffers, you know, were first done. And now it's, God, 7, 8 years later. And so I find myself with similar opportunities, but, like, wanting to do something different and new, but that, like, I haven't necessarily had the place and space and capacity to, like, work on new stuff. So, yeah, this Jazz Festival, like, I've got a handful of things that I'm really excited to do and a few things that I'm still trying to figure out as I'm just kind of trying to soul search around, like, what music I want to explore, what music I want to revisit. You know, I've been performing here for almost 10 years in the Twin Cities, more now, probably. I started in, like, 2013. So, yeah, almost 12 years. But I think I put a pressure on myself to, like, do material that's going to be really fire, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it's okay to just do a ballad, you know, or just to do a standard, the standard way. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm kind of at a place where I really want to, like, capture the music that I've been working on, but I'm also ready to move on.
Finally, I got a few thoughts about the Jazz Fest itself from Katia.
You know, I love the Jazz Festival. I just love everyone coming together over the weekend and, you know, seeing the bassists rolling their instruments, you know, from one gig to another, and, you know, being part of an organization that helps support in putting it on at Walker West is really cool, and getting to kind of be behind the scenes. But then I also love just, like, getting to go to the jam afterwards and, you know, getting to play with my peers who have been off busy with all their other gigs. You know, obviously the master classes are super exciting, and working with Walker West, I get to help organize that and, like, actually connect directly with some of the headliners. I got to talk to Doreen Kitchens last week. That was so cool. So yeah, I just love everyone coming together and, just really getting to show how much music and jazz specifically there is happening here in the Twin Cities, because it's a lot and people should know about it.
Indeed they should. Look out for Katia Cardenas at Saint City, formerly Creator's Cup, at 7 p.m. on Friday, June 20th, and check out the youth stage there that weekend as well. And don't forget Mocturnal performing there Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Sam Keenan. Thanks again to Katia Cardenas for talking to me and for all her hard work.